This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. There are now more than 800 deaths as a result of the coronavirus, overtaking the death toll of SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome that killed 774 people following its outbreak in 2003. There have been more than 37,000 cases of the coronavirus globally, mostly in China. At a news conference, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says misinformation about the coronavirus might be the most contagious thing about it and harmful to the response.
At WHO, we're not just battling the virus. We're also battling the trolls and conspiracy theorists that push misinformation and undermine the outbreak response.
The United States says it's offering up to $100 million to China and other countries affected by the deadly coronavirus to help combat its spread. Chinese President Xi has declared a people's war on the outbreak as the death toll grows by the day. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for an attack in front of an Afghan police center that killed at least six officers and wounded many others. A suicide bomber carried out the attack by detonating his explosive-laden car Saturday night. A spokesman for the U.S. forces in the country said the incident took place in the Sherzad district of eastern Nangarhar province. Nangarhar borders Pakistan, and a number of its districts serve as strongholds for Taliban insurgents or harbor bases for militants linked to the Islamic State terrorist group. The U.S. has been holding talks with the Taliban for months on a peace deal that, if signed, could lead to a gradual withdrawal of forces from Afghanistan. For more on this and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a Friday night debate, the Democratic presidential candidates have been making their push in New Hampshire ahead of a primary in that state. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Feel how close we are. We can feel the wind at our back.
Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders emerged from Iowa in a dead heat.
Our ideas are the ideas that the working families, the middle class of this country believe in.
Joe Biden is taking aim at both, saying Sanders will drag other Democratic candidates down.
Every Democrat will have to carry the label that Senator Sanders has chosen for himself. Not me. He's chosen it. Democratic socialist.
Elizabeth Warren says candidates need to get away from big dollar donors.
The only way we're going to make this better is we use this Democratic primary to build a grassroots movement.
While Amy Klobuchar says she can unite and win.
Getting away from the extremes and the noise and the nonsense in our politics.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged governors of U.S. states to proceed with care when doing business with China. Fred Katayama reports for Reuters.
When it comes to doing business, I'm asking you to adopt a cautious mindset.
Pompeo, a sharp critic of China, said Beijing seeks to exploit U.S. openness and freedom to undermine the United States. He said China is trying to expand its influence at the state and local levels, not just the federal level.
It's happening in your states with consequences for our foreign policy, for the citizens that reside in your states, and indeed for each of you.
Just last month, U.S. prosecutors charged Harvard University Chemistry Department Chair Charles Lieber with lying about his alleged links to the Chinese government. China has denounced Pompeo's past comments targeting Beijing and the ruling Communist Party as vicious attacks. China's foreign ministry said his remarks reflect fear and arrogance.
That was Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. A team from the U.S. is inspecting the wreckage of the Pegasus Airlines Boeing 737 that skidded off a runway in Istanbul last week, killing three and injuring dozens. VOA's Robert Raphael has more.
Turkey's Anadolu news agency says the American team is looking to see if there were any technical factors that could have contributed to the accident. Investigators will probe many possible causes, including the plane's speed and the weather at the time of the crash. Anadolu says the aircraft, which split into three pieces in the accident, will later be dismantled and removed by crane. The crash happened as the 11-year-old aircraft landed in strong winds and heavy rain.
That was the VOA's Robert Raphael. I'm Laurel Bowman. This is VOA News.